You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
You know what it is, the Friday Morning Good Time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning, speeding towards weekend. We're going to help you get there. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger, coming up in her final hour. Oh, we are all over week one in the National Football League, starting with last night's wild season opener between the Cowboys and the world champion Eagles. In 20 minutes, we will fire up our favorite plays of the week as we pick six, and then we wrap things up with a ton of plays and the Dongster at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. You can stream the final hour of our show. Easy to do. Just go to ValleySportsLive.com or fire up the Bally Sports Live app. We delve right into it. Last night's season opener, week one NFL, the world champion Eagles edging the Cowboys 24-20. The Cowboys cover with the number sitting at 8.5. That was 8 by kickoff. Eagles minus 450, total set at 47.5. Such a bad beat on the under. We'll talk about that as well. But first, this is what went down. A lot of the action happened before the first snap of the game when Jalen Carter decided, you know what I'll do? I'll just spit on Dak Prescott.
Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit? Did he spit on him? I think he did. There you go. And the official was right there to throw the flag.
Mike Tirico, mystified on NBC. Huge break for Dallas. They adjusted immediately because Carter is such a force on the defensive line. Fortunately for Philly, they still have their Super Bowl MVP on offense.
Second and goal. Hurts again the tie. Now Chase. Now taken off to the pylon. Got there!
Once again, call courtesy of NBC. Hurts, 62 yards, 2 scores on the ground, 19 of 23 for 152 yards in the air. The Cowboys actually lead this game 17-14 late in the second quarter, but then Saquon gets his.
And they run Barkley inside. Saquon, touchdown! Philadelphia on top.
Saquon, 18 carries, 60 yards and a touchdown. Then we get a 65-minute rain delay in the third quarter because of lightning in the area. Eagles get a field goal from Jake Elliott. They stop a late Dallas drive on a fourth down with Dak Prescott trying to lead the Cowboys back. Instead, it's the Eagles getting the dub in a game that ends at 12:18 a.m. So if you're up early like us, you're probably a little tired this morning if you watch the end of that game. And I still can't believe what I saw, which is starting off the year with a spit from Jalen Carter after the NFL said, we are going to highlight and reinforce sportsmanship this season. Not last night.
This game had it all, did it not? Like, it had everything we could have hoped for in a season opener. We had drama before, you know, the whistle even blew. We had, you know, two rivals going head-to-head. We had the Cowboys actually showing some signs of life. I understand that the public was super heavy on the Eagles laying 8.5, but this is an important lesson to learn for betting that goes into the weekend. when it's division rivals, when it's a team where the narrative has been down on them all offseason long, sometimes the hype gets out of control. And sometimes these numbers just get too high. So buyer beware on some of these massive spreads, because although the Eagles still looked very dominant and they won this game, they didn't win it convincingly. Like, it wasn't a blowout in this game by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not even close. Dallas looked pretty good, did they not? They didn't blow the doors off what we thought we were going to see, but this was a team going in. We just didn't know what to expect from Dallas. I think that was the big question mark, which is why we saw this number go from 6.5 to 8.5, and then we saw some buyback. It was sitting at 8 at a lot of spots at game time. But ultimately, this is when you have to be careful about division matchups and also getting caught up in narratives and getting caught up in headlines, which is, you know, the whole Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons thing. It's a real thing for sure, but you never know how that's going to affect a locker room. I think ultimately it comes back to Occam's razor, right? The simplest explanation is often the best explanation. And we are talking about still a solid Cowboys team taking on a divisional team, a divisional rival in the Eagles. 8.5 just seemed way too big, and that ended up being the case.
Yeah, it's very easy to say now, though. Like, it feels like everybody and their mom were on the Eagles here. I do wonder how this game would have gone if Jalen Carter would have actually played in it. But here's another point. It felt like Jalen Hurts was almost perfect for most of this game, and they still didn't blow him out. Because that's the thing. Like, Jalen Hurts looked like he did not miss a beat during the offseason. He started this game 6 of 6. He ran for 2 touchdowns. So if anybody can look at Jalen Hurts and be like, oh, maybe he's a little rusty, maybe he's, you know, not quite as motivated after winning a Super Bowl, he certainly had some pep in his step. And of course, it's very easy to do when Michael Jordan is watching. Apparently, those two are friends. He even did like the shrug celebration after one of the touchdowns that he ran for. So the Eagles do look good, but I think the bigger lesson is the Cowboys don't look that bad.
No, they don't. And when you're talking about arguably the most competitive division in the National Football League, or certainly up there, we're not talking about the NFC South here, then those divisional games are going to be tough. So if you're the Eagles or the Commanders, you're the top two teams in the division, supposedly, at least according to the odds, let's not just assume Dallas is going to be an easy out. We saw last night they will not be, and that locker room is absolutely galvanized, at least more so than I thought after the loss of Micah Parsons. They'll lose some games, but still a ton of talent on that offense in particular. Also, I'm very curious to see what's going to happen with Jalen Carter, because we touched on it a little bit, and the video was being shared last night online, which is the NFL sent out a video to teams for players to watch during the offseason. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do this. There's no need to stand over an opponent after you tackle him. There's no reason to slash your throat or to pretend to shoot a gun. We believe in sportsmanship in the NFL. They made it a point to reinforce this, along with saying here are other rules that are going to be enforced this season. Happens every year, but this was something the NFL highlighted. So I think that's what makes what happened in this game so egregious, is that the NFL put a lot of effort and a lot of time into saying, we will focus, the referees will focus on you if you aren't acting in a sportsmanlike manner, if you're acting in a way that disrespects another player or disrespects the game. And so after all of that, right in front of an official, like, that's the thing too. The official's right there. Like, and now we have cameras everywhere. Even if the NFL had missed that, there'd be like someone on his phone in like the front row sending it to the NFL or something. You're not going to get away with this. It was just such a stupid move from Jalen Carter, and he will be punished.
Yeah, we caught it in 4K. Like, that's the problem these days, is all of the cameras are going to catch everything.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I was thinking to myself, okay, what if this suspension, you know, goes for a game? Who's mm-hmm. next on the schedule for the Eagles? Oh, they go on the road to the Chiefs.
Fun.
So not the best game to be missing Jalen Carter, if that happens to be the case. But I will say they do have 10 days, or was it 9 days? Next Sunday. So at least, you know, they have some time to prepare and get ready for the Chiefs, who will be coming off a trip to Brazil. So from a rest standpoint, the Eagles should have the advantage in that one, but the Chiefs are playing at home, and Jalen Carter could be missing that game.
Yeah, he absolutely could. So I think the NFL will do its best to make an example of him. Like, the NFL loves doing this. There's no way they're going to let this slide and say, all right, $5,000 fine. Don't you do that again. You know what they'll do. They'll throw a big fine his way, and then they'll probably suspend him for a game. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. But I would be stunned if Roger Goodell didn't do something to sort of set the standard. You know what I mean?
I would think so, like, if logic prevails. But
yeah.
I feel like it's usually the NFL's wheel of punishment, where I feel like this goes back like the last 5 years, where you never know what you're going to get. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, you smoked weed? You're banned for life. You've been smoking weed all the time. We do not stand for this. Oh, you hit your wife? Eh, 2 games.
Yeah. Well.
So I don't know. The precedent has not been great in the NFL for trying to predict punishments, but I do think you're right. Since they have taken a stand against bad sportsmanship, maybe we will see a heavier hand for Jalen Carter.
Well, what do you think about tonight's game? We get NFL football tonight.
Yeah.
Great time of year. Kind of just, yeah. Didn't sound great. And I'm just so glad football is back. It's so good to be able to talk about football on a Friday. We just sprinkle everything in. Tonight we get Chiefs and Chargers. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Out West, Chiefs are laying 3. They're minus 175. On the money line, if you like the Chargers outright, they're plus 145. Your total is 46 and a hook at BetMGM. Make it legendary. Chelsea, give me a winner here.
I know the Chiefs deserve their respect, and mm-hmm. they certainly have, you know, a lot of good pieces. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes. I am not, you know, trying to move the goalpost here and say, oh, Patrick Mahomes, he's a game manager. I'm not saying that. I am saying, look at this matchup. And look at the fact that the Chargers have played the Chiefs very closely over the past 10 tries. In fact, there's only 2 blowouts. In the last 10 matchups between the Chargers and the Chiefs, there's only 2 blowouts, and the Chargers actually won one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
So the Chargers 6-3-1 against the number in their last 10 tries against the Chiefs. So many of these games have been one-score games. In fact, if you look at the last 5, the Chiefs won it 19-17. Chiefs won it 17-10. 13-12. And then the one blowout, the Chiefs won 31-17 back in October of 2023. So I think it's one of those things where it's a divisional matchup. We saw this last night between the Cowboys and the Eagles. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl in convincing fashion. Jalen Hurts looked amazing, but yet they did not cover an 8.5-point spread. I understand the spread in this one is only 3, but it feels like, especially when you go on the road to Brazil, where there are a lot of unknowns. Who knows what the field conditions are going to be? I do think I'd take the points with the Chargers here.
I don't know. I think the Rashawn Slater injury for the Chargers is going to be massive because, A, he's one of the best tackles in the game. You know, he signs that deal and then out for the season. So you feel really bad for him. But also for a team that really loves to run the ball like the Chargers do. I mean, that's Jim Harbaugh's MO. I know he has Justin Herbert at quarterback and they have talent, but they want to establish the run. That's what Jim Harbaugh teams do. And so when you have a guy like that out of your lineup, I think that really weakens them in a significant way that maybe wouldn't affect other teams that are more inclined to pass the ball. But I do think it's going to be interesting, regardless of how you feel about a side or another, about how the Chiefs look in their first game since the Super Bowl, right? Aren't we all kind of curious, like, how they're going to respond? Because it was such a beatdown. When's the last time you saw the Chiefs just get beat down by someone? Because last year they were escaping by the skin of their teeth, kind of winning games, but just barely. You know, I think they were something stupid in one-score games, like 10-0 or something ridiculous that is hard to replicate. So when you take a team that is still very, very good on paper, when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback in Patrick Mahomes and a Hall of Fame tight end in Travis Kelce and a Hall of Fame head coach in Andy Reid, guys who don't want to go out like that, you know they put in the work in the offseason to say, just you wait. We're not done yet. Travis Kelce lost, what, like 25 pounds? He's slimmer than he has been in a long time, changed his workout routine. Patrick Mahomes has talked about how motivated he's been. So I am not going to sleep on the Chiefs just because of a bad game in the biggest game on the planet. I think they could come out tonight and try to make a statement. Being overseas makes it a little different or in a different country, but ultimately I think I might lean Chiefs minus three. I also feel like that's such a public play, but I think I'd lean Kansas City.
Well, counterpoint would be, during all these games where the Chargers have played the Chiefs very closely, those are years in which the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. So it's not that I am sleeping on the Chiefs. It's the fact that, you know, these two teams just play each other closely. That's kind of how it goes. And even look at last night's matchup and you say, okay, you know, the Cowboys are missing Micah Parsons now. That is a huge hole in their defense to fill. And still, you know, that game was just close down the stretch. So it's more of that than anything. Speaking of Travis Kelce, you can get a pretty good price on his anytime touchdown. Plus 160. I remember the days when Travis Kelce was in the minus 175 range for an anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. I do think that we still see that connection between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, especially in the red zone. If Travis Kelce is going to be a little faster, he has never been easy to defend in the red zone. So I think plus 160 is a very good price for him to score a touchdown.
Ooh, it really is. Also, we have some time here. We played this way early this morning. We got to play it again. So this is a couple days ago. This is Travis Kelce making fun of Patrick Mahomes' voice in a press conference. Double D.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
I got to say, Travis Kelce been showing off the comedy chops. He was in Happy Gilmore, too. That was hilarious.
Yeah, he's been working on the acting. It's nice to see he hasn't gone full corporate. He can still joke around at least a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. And I like kind of just a peek into the inside of that relationship where they can rib each other and it's all in good fun. So good on those guys. We'll see what happens tonight in Brazil. Coming up next, we've done the research. Now it's time to let it rip. Our favorite plays of the week in our Pick 6 segment. It's a Football Friday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.